From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
It's the show that turns ifs and buts into deuces and putts. Welcome to the Disc Golf News for the week of April 12, 2004. I'm Brian Sullivan. Coming up this time, we're going to be messing with your mind a bit, but in a good way. We'll talk with sports psychologist Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld. She'll tell us how to maintain our focus out on the course. And Todd Branch has some tips on keeping yourself in the present moment. That's coming up in this week's 60-Second Clinic. And we'll run down some events where you're very much encouraged to huck some plastic this weekend. The show is sponsored by DiscandDadOnline.com, along with our friends at Discovering the World. You can discover them at DTWorld.com. Disc golfing should be inexpensive and fun. Discovering the World wants nothing more than to help you have fun. They offer a wide variety of disc golf and PDGA products. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Orders ship within 24 hours, and there's a retail location open 7 days a week to deal with you personally. Call 714-522-2202 or visit DTWorld.com to see the full selection available now from Discovering the World. In the big picture this week, we're pleased to introduce you to Dr. Betsy Schoenfeld. She's a sports psychologist on the faculty at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, and she has agreed to come on the program on a semi-regular basis to talk about the mental game. This time, we focus on just that, focus.
Dr. Schoenfeld, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Brian. I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about focus. Now, I think most disc golfers understand that focus is critical to achieving consistent results. So what, in your mind, is the key to not only finding but maintaining good focus?
Well, that's interesting because I think most people do recognize that they need to focus, but a lot of us have a hard time focusing. I think the real key to focus in competition when we're playing is to focus on the present. In fact, we say that there are the three P's that you want to attend to, and that is the present, positive performance.
So it's three different elements. Let's focus first on the first element, which is focusing on the present. What do you mean?
Well, we like to say that the power is in the present. If you think about it, the past is history. Whether the shot that you just made was the best one you've ever thrown in your life or the worst, there's nothing you can do to change it. And if you're sitting there disgruntled about a poor shot, then that's going to distract you, and if you're thinking about even what a good shot it was, that can even distract you as well. We really want to have 100% of our attention on the current situation, what we're doing right now. We have, it's not related to intelligence, but we have limited attentional space. So if you think of 100% of your attention as sort of a pie chart, if you were to take a 20% wedge of that and fill in just, you know, this is my bad shot that I'm dwelling on, I can't get it out of my mind. Or you think about this is the outcome for this round or for this hole, then you're losing that much of your present attention. So you really want to be focused totally on the present. The only way we can really impact the future, the outcome of the hole or the outcome of the round, is to really do the best we can on the current shot. So we want to be totally focused on the present shot.
Do you have any tips or tricks to help a player get out of that place where they've just, you know, had a really bad hole, in bringing themselves away from that and getting back to the present?
Well, that's a whole nother lecture in and of itself, but when we make a mistake, we don't want to dwell on the mistake. We really want to think in terms of, okay, this was not the outcome that I wanted for that particular throw. What should I have done to correct it? And if you can visualize the correction for that, then that's good because it helps reinforce what you should have done. But then you just need to move on. You need to say, okay, I'm done with that. I'm stepping up to take the next shot and focus on the next shot, on the present shot.
So that's our first P, present. The second P is focusing on the positive. Talk about that.
Right. Well, what we find is that there's a very strong mind-body connection, that our body responds to what our mind is thinking, and our mind thinks about what our body is doing. But what we want to do is focus on the present, because when we say what we want to avoid rather than what we want to accomplish, then our mind translates that to the body, and we don't really respond to the do or the don't. We respond to the action part of what we're thinking. So if I'm thinking, I don't want to hit that tree with my disc, what the mind is going to transfer to the body is hit the tree with the disc. disregarding the do or the don't. So we really want to focus on the positive. There have been empirical studies that have shown a simple difference, such as a batter in baseball saying, keep my eye on the ball versus don't take my eye off the ball, makes a huge difference. Now, you'll notice the bottom line in both of those is the same. You want to focus on the ball, but one stated in the positive, keep my eye on the ball. The other is stated in the negative, what we're trying to avoid. Don't take my eye off the ball. And again, when we ignore the do or the don't, we've got that action, one saying the positive, one saying what you want to avoid. So what you want to tell yourself is the positive action that you want to accomplish. In fact, I had a very good experience this past weekend. Rick Vokes, who's here in Bowling Green with me, took me out on a disc golf course, and Rick is very good at articulating exactly what he wants to do with the disc. He said, now watch, what I'm going to do is throw this, it's going to curve around the tree and go between these two other trees and curve back toward the basket. And amazingly enough, the disc did that, but he was very positive in what he wanted to accomplish, and he was focusing on the performance.
And I understand exactly what you're saying in the negative, where I can find myself on a tight, narrow hole and thinking, don't hit that tree right in the middle of the fairway. And, of course, bam, I hit the tree in the middle of the fairway.
Exactly, because your body's responding to that action that your mind is telling it. Hit the tree. As I said, it disregards the do or the don't.
Okay, so keeping it positive, keeping in the present, our third P is focusing on performance.
Right, that's the actual behavior that we want to accomplish. And again, just as I mentioned that Rick Vokes does, if we can think about the behavior that we're trying to accomplish, that's how we get to the outcome. We may want to birdie a hole, but the only way we're going to do that is to have a good drive, a good approach, and then putting well. So really, on each of those strokes, we want to be fully focused on what we want to accomplish on that particular stroke. And that's the performance, rather than the outcome. If we're focusing on outcome, you know, am I going to bogey this hole? What am I going to do on the round? Am I going to be up seven? Or, you know, then we're going to be distracted. Again, we want 100% of our attention on the present positive performance. And thinking about outcomes uses up that attentional space.
Dr. Betsy Schoenfeldt is a sports psychologist on the faculty at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, Kentucky. She invites you to visit her website. We'll put a link to that on the PDGA radio page. Time now for the 60-second clinic. This week, in keeping with our theme on the mental game, professional disc golfer Todd Branch has some pointers on keeping yourself within the present moment.
Dr. Schoenfeldt was talking about staying in the present, which is a very good psychological tip for playing disc golf, because you can't perform your best if you're thinking about what happened or what might happen in the future. So you want to keep your mind in the present. And a good tip for keeping your mind in the present is to count. While you're counting, you tend to keep your mind on things that are going on right now. You can count your footsteps, or you can count your breaths, or you might have seen Kevin McCoy putt, and he does about a dozen practice putts, and he might be counting during that time, and that would keep his mind in the present. Another good tip for disc golfing is to aim at the smallest possible target. A hole in the fairway, you know, don't just aim for the hole, aim for in the exact center of the hole. If you aim small, you'll miss small, which means that aim at the smallest possible target, and if you miss it by just a little bit, you should still be all right. If you just aim at a general area and you miss that area, boy, anything. If you're aiming at the basket and you miss the basket, that shot never goes in. If you're aiming at just a general hole in the fairway and you miss that, you're hitting trees. But if you aim at a really small target and just miss it by a little, things should work out all right. So to blend the two things together, if you're putting, pick out one chain link, say five links up, and start at the bottom and count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And your mind should be in the present, and you'll be aiming at a small target, and you'll find that your putts go in a lot easier.
Todd Branch is a former PDGA competition director and a 5-year veteran of the National Tour. Coming up, we will preview this weekend's happenings.
DiscandDatOnline.com is your online store for everything disc golf, and home of the 5-disc bundle for $28.95. That's 5 standard discs for $28.95. You'll find discs, bags, baskets, videos, books, and much more. Call 1-800-815-7178 to talk with qualified staff and order by phone, or visit DiscandDatOnline.com. That's DiscandDatOnline.com. Or call 1-800-815-7178 for all your disc golf needs.
As they say, there are a few certainties in life. Birth, death, and taxes. Something we all dread, but there's good news this time of year as well. It's also time for the tax tourney in Birmingham, Alabama. That's where the big dogs will be this weekend. Normally, we'd offer you a preview of this weekend's big event. However, because it is tax time, we had a hard time tracking down Tournament Director Bob Satter. Chances are good he's sequestered himself somewhere in some office, and he's toiling away. We wish him and everyone playing in that tournament good luck this weekend. Results will come in next week's show. With spring in full bloom, there are a ton of events on the schedule this weekend, April 17th and 18th. They include the PDGA Amateur World Doubles Championships in San Saba, Texas. Good luck to everyone competing there. In Philadelphia, it's the 28th Philadelphia Open, and in Lakewood, Washington, the Fort Steele Coombe Spring Classic. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, the Tower Ridge Open, and in Indiana, Pennsylvania, it's the Indiana Open. Invert Grove Heights, Minnesota, hosting the North Valley Open this weekend, and in Orangeburg, South Carolina, it's the Festival of Roses. Omaha hosting the Spring Fever Fling. Tucson, it's the Tumbleweed Open, Tar Heel in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, bunch more. Go to PDGA.com for more information. And finally this week, a news flash. The site of the 2005 Amateur World Championships has been announced. That site will be Flagstaff, Arizona. More information as we get closer to that one. Meantime, let's turn our attention to this year's World Championships and a fundraiser going on. The Super Rock is available, and they're going like hotcakes. If you want to get your hands on one, if there are any left, you can find them at zonedriven.com. So our old friend Todd Branch stopped by the PDGA Radio Studios this week, and you might have noticed he did the announcing on the one of the commercials for our sponsor, Disc and Dat Online. Well, you may know that he is a professional disc golfer. However, he is not a professional broadcaster. So we thought we'd close the show this week with a blooper reel from Mr. Branch.
That's D-I-S. That's D-I-S-C. That's D-I-S-C. That's D-I-S-C-N-D-A-T online.com. That's D-I-S-C. That's D-I-S-C. Super cheese. That's 5 standard discs for $28.95. To talk with qualified staff and order by phone and call us and talk to us and we'll send you stuff and it's frisbees and you'll love it. That's D-I-S-C. No. That's D-I-S-C. Man, you should be able to get
it. With
that. All that.
Now that we've used 3 gigs of hard drive.
For real?
And that is the Disc Golf News for the week of April 12, 2004. For the PDGA, I'm Brian Sullivan. Please visit our sponsors, Disc and Dat. They're DiscandDatOnline.com, as you have grown to know. And also Discovering the World. They're at DTWorld.com. Until next time, keep them in the fairways.